Hello, friends. Marvin B. here with just a quick word before you listen to this podcast. For those of you that only download this audio version of my podcast, I wanted to let you know that this was recorded live on Saturday, October 31st. It's a video of my friend Corey Fruitman shaving his beard and mustache to begin his fundraising campaign for Movember. It was live streamed to both my personal and business podcast. And you can watch the video on YouTube. Just search Movember Mustache Season and include either Uncle Marv or Podnuts Pro as part of the keywords. When it comes to their health, too many men don't talk, don't take action, and die too young. Movember is changing the face of men's health. Whether you listen or watch, be sure to check the show notes wherever you see the video or listen to the podcast and find the links in the show notes to donate on behalf of my friend. As always, I thank you for being a listener to my show, and thank you for your support.
Here's to the straggly ones, the lopsided ones, the first ones, the I miss my beard ones, the hey, I look good with this ones, but no way he's grown that in a week ones, the black, brown, red, and gray ones, the, that one, the itchy ones, the never forgotten ones, the ones grown by dad, the ones grown for dad, the started late ones, the absolutely filthy ones, the drawn on ones, the finger ones, the pin ones, the I nearly didn't do it this year ones, and the yeah, why not ones. They all raise awareness, raise funds, start conversations, and save lives. Because whatever you grow, will save a bro. Sign up now at Movember.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special podcast here on Saturday, October 31st, the day before the start of Movember. And I am joined by a good friend, Corey Fruitman, who is going to be helping us start off Movember right with a live shave. Corey, how are you doing, sir?
Not bad. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. So this all started because we did a podcast yesterday and talking about Movember. And of course, I brought up the subject. We should have planned to do this live. And here we are. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready. We were just saying before, right before the show, that I've had this beard for, I mean, not like this beard, but I've had a beard for over 20 years now, and this is going to be the first time I've shaved it. So it's going to be quite the change.
Yeah, your beard has always been kind of high and tight, and this is the first time, at least, that I've seen you with the Grizzly Adams or whoever you want to look like. Look kind of like a young Santa Claus, maybe. Okay. All right, so while Corey gets set up there, so most of you probably thought, oh, he spelled November wrong, and no, that is Movember. And if you have not, you know, been around in the world a while, November has been the month where a group of gentlemen in Australia started this movement to bring awareness to men's health. And some of you may know it as No Shave November. And this turned into a nonprofit organization that is devoted to growing cancer awareness and raising funds to support cancer prevention, research, and education, that has since moved into a complete movement to include not only prostate cancer, testicular cancer, but also mental health and suicide prevention. So Corey and I did a podcast yesterday for the tech community where we talked about that as entrepreneurs, we have a much higher rate of mental health and suicide than the rest of the population. It's a weird little study. I myself did not know about it, but I did understand that as business owners, we do sometimes have issues with, you know, depression. So Corey, who battled with depression himself and wasn't really aware of it and had a friend mention it to him, thought he needed to go and seek out help. So he did. And that's where we are. So if you were watching from the very beginning, Corey was on with us and he dropped off. So he is getting his camera set back up. So just so you know, Corey lives in Toronto, Canada, a whole nother country. And it's cold, and he is actually on his back patio, I believe, and he is going to shave live there. He's already, whatever they do with the barbershop, they got the thing around his neck, and his wife and son are there to watch live, and she said a few minutes ago that she is very, very happy that it is coming off. I don't know how long he's had the beard, but he's had it. So as soon as Corey gets ready to go, we're going to show that live. And while we wait, I'm going to try to reach out to him. Oh, looks like he's back.
Sorry about that.
There you are. So, hey, this is what happens when you're live, right?
That's right.
Now we know why those filmmakers take so many cuts of stuff and don't show the product until it's finished. So, Corey, I don't know how much you heard. I basically went back and described the beginnings of Movember and talked about how, you know, it started out as, you know, men's health, cancer awareness, but now it's added the mental health and suicide prevention. So I just wanted to give everybody a little background there. Before we get started with you shaving, because you're not going to be talking while you shave, is there anything that you'd like to say about your journey and Movember?
No, that it's a great cause. And I think, you know, it's, there's a lot of people who can benefit. I know, you know, we're in a male dominated field. So there's a lot of guys out there who can benefit and a lot of guys who can participate. And there's lots of ways to participate. So if you don't want to shave your beard or if you don't want to grow a mustache, you can move for Movember. If you go to Movember.com, there's lots of different ways that you can participate, even if you don't want to grow a mustache.
That is correct. So I will have a lot of the links in the show notes. And this is going to be one of those crossover shows. So those of you that are watching from the Podnuts community, this will show up in a Podnuts feed. And for those of you watching on the Uncle Marv side, it will show up on the Uncle Marv podcast feed. So I'll have all the notes to Movember. I'll have a link to Corey's fundraising page so that you can go and support him in that. And Corey, I think we should go ahead and start shaving. I'm going to mute you here, and I'll do some more talking, and I'll show a video at some point while you're shaving, and we'll go from there, all right?
Sounds good to me.
So the big event is beginning. Corey Fruitman and the shave. There's the shaver, and there he goes. So now, Corey normally, as he mentioned earlier, he normally does have a beard, but it's, you know, it's kind of a high and tight beard. So it's never really out that long. And there he goes. And this is going to be a very awkward live video. So, okay. So a good friend of mine has popped in the feed. And Corey, you've got a fan. Take it off. It's, what is showing up there? So participation going there. All right. So what I'm going to do real quick is I am, for some of you that, you know, are thinking, well, why are we giving this money and what are we doing here? I'm going to do a quick video to talk about where the money goes. There we are, and look at that timing. There he is with the you look like a Mr. Phil right now with that shave thing there. So, wow, very interesting. All right.
This is the mustache I'm going to grow for Movember.
Okay, there you go. How does it feel?
It feels very naked, very, very naked. Once I do my head, it's going to feel even more naked. You
feel like a baby's bottom, doesn't it, there?
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Is it, should I do the mustache?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, let's go ahead and do it. So, as most people know, Movember started out with mustaches only, but you can do a lot of different things. But in honor of original Movember, it's time for the mustache.
Here it goes.
All right. So, again, I'm going to have links in the show notes so that you can go and find out more about Movember. And if you'd like to participate, there's still time. If you want to start clean and grow your stash and get support, I will have links and where you can go to get started. And you can do a lot of different things to participate. And looks good there. All right.
Here we go.
Okay. Now, I also should point out that this is just the start of Corey's journey. The month of Movember, the entire month, is what's dedicated to this. So the beard and mustache that he grows throughout the month is then going to be shaved again, and you're going to be talking about this throughout the month on your blog. Is that correct?
I will, yeah. So if you go to instanthousecall.com and click on blog, you can subscribe there and you can get some information about mental health. And, I'll be blogging about it all month, and I'll be talking about it on social media. You can follow there.
Okay. So Movember.com, and then the link to Corey's fundraising page, and then I will have another link for the Instant House Call / blog that you can go and follow his journey there. All right. So I know that your family was off to the side there watching. Were there any loud giggles from the crowd?
There's lots of giggling.
Any cheering?
Lots of beard on the ground. Everybody, they took lots of pictures. I think everybody's happy.
Okay. All right. Well, Corey, I want to thank you for doing this live. I know it's kind of awkward, but this is great. I figured that we need to really step up and do more, and I will. I've already actually gotten somebody to reach out after our podcast and tell me that they have a story that they are thinking they would like to share. So, ladies and gentlemen, we might be having more. I don't know if we'll be doing more live shaves, but at least sharing of the stories of men's health when it comes to prostate and testicular cancer, as well as mental health, depression, and suicide, all big topics for men that we should all pay attention to. All right, Corey, any last words before I send this out?
That's it. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
All right, folks, thank you again for watching. I will end you with a quick video, and we'll see you next time.
What we want to do is just throw out something positive to the younger kids. Don't feel like you've got to be ashamed of anything that's happening at home or in the streets.
Change can come through these programs, and I've seen it change lives.
1, 2, double tap. 1, 2, double tap.
These are socially isolated young men. This is a program about friendship. It's about connecting people. It's about supporting each other through tough times, because that's really what we're here for.
Programs like Photo Voice allow a group of veterans to work together to solve their own problems.
They said that this is the way that we do things in the military. We plan a mission, and then we do that mission together.
Guys can't go up to each other and say, you know what, man, I'm lonely. Fancy being a mate? You fancy going to the pub with me? Guys can't do that. Why? Why can't they do it? Because there's a stigma around it. There's no stigma coming here. Anybody is welcome at Pipeline.
There are so many guys in Australia that are struggling alone. They're not having conversations, and they're not reaching out saying that I need help. This program with Waves of Wellness is about being able to normalise the fact that we all go through really shit times in life, so let's just have a yarn about them. And in the meantime, let's go surfing.
For a population of about 1,000, we expect 5 young people to die every year from suicide. The best way for us to heal is that we need to heal ourselves. So on a land-based program, the young men and boys, they grew up with a well-known hunter, learn how to live off the land, they learn the culture. These guys are alive.
Movember Foundation is changing the game for us.
I think the most important thing is actually the hope that this brings.
We're changing lives, we're changing attitudes, we're helping men.